Report, Hollywood Trump resistance broken, demoralized. Won't mass organize, leave your pussy hats at home. By David Ng on December 4, 2024. Don't expect to see Hollywood celebrities demonstrating in pussy hats on Inauguration Day like we did nearly 8 years ago. Hollywood's Trump resistance faction is still in a state of shock following President-elect Donald Trump's resounding victory over Kamala Harris, according to a new report from The Hollywood Reporter. Their demoralized state means that they won't be mounting a broad resistance against the incoming president as they did back in early 2017. Leave your pussy hats at home, THR advised. Instead, Hollywood elites are reportedly refocusing their efforts on local and down-ballot candidates, with a special focus on abortion and climate change. I do think that the approach will be much more micro than macro this time around. Hannah Linkenhooker, the chief engagement officer at the industry law firm Johnson Shapiro Slewett & Cole, told the outlet. We'll see more of a focus on state and local levels. The fight to protect abortion is a good case study. You're seeing states ratifying abortion at the state level. The abortion movement has pivoted there, Natalie Tran, the executive director of the CAA Foundation, reportedly said. Back in early 2017, Hollywood elites literally poured onto the mean streets of Beverly Hills to voice their resistance toward President Trump's first term. United Talent Agency, one of the big three Hollywood talent agencies, organized a mass rally on Wilshire Boulevard in February 2017 featuring Jodie Foster, Michael J. Fox, and not-yet-wicked star Cynthia Erivo. OODA's CEO Jeremy Zimmer, who is a major Democrat fundraiser, also participated in the protest, as did then-California Lieutenant Governor and current Governor Gavin Newsom. The previous month, the Women's March in Washington, D.C. featured numerous celebrities donning pussy hats and protesting Trump. Madonna infamously addressed marchers by saying she fantasized about blowing up the White House. This time around, celebrities are opting for fewer theatrics. Jane Fonda's climate change pack is reportedly planning to focus on supporting candidates in down-ballot races. We see these local and state and county-level electeds as a firewall against what might be coming from the Trump administration, Executive Director Sarah Lane told THR. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.